1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Man, I need a laugh right now. So I'm ready for this new phone tap.
Okay, let's do it.
I feel like you're getting addicted to laughing, buddy.
Yeah. I have a problem with it.
You need your fix?
I do. I need to get it in. And today we call a woman who just recently moved. And while moving sucks, it's even worse when you order a bunch of stuff to your new place, but they end up accidentally sending it to the old address.
Oh, annoying.
At that point, you can only hope that the new resident is nothing like our own Jose Bolaños. Because there's a 99.99% chance you're never going to see those packages ever again.
Yeah. You got a few more nines of that.
Yeah.
Because
there's
100% chance he'll do a prank call about it
in
your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hey, is this Ashley?
Yes. Who is this?
My name's Ben. I live at your place, actually your old place at this point. The landlord gave me your phone number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in your old unit. She said you emailed her about some packages.
Oh.
That got delivered here instead of your new place, your new address.
Yeah, I must have had the old address in when I ordered them, and then they just took longer than I thought. Anyway, I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's actually been a great thing. I love it. It looks like you got most of these things from Amazon.
Sorry.
I've never been able to try out anything from Amazon before. It's like a brand new thing for me. Like, ooh, you're like a Prime member or something. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I am a Prime member. I'm sorry. I'm really confused.
So you get your packages like super fast, huh?
Yeah, it's usually pretty quick.
Cool.
But you said something about trying them out before?
I did use the hair conditioner. I hope that's okay.
You accidentally opened it because you thought it was for you?
No, I knew it wasn't mine, but like I said, I was curious, like,
what?
Oh, cool, Amazon Prime. So I just used it real quick just to see if it makes my hair softer. I just like had to try.
Sorry, are you joking? Because you wouldn't use something if you knew it wasn't yours.
I only used it 3 times.
Wait.
And I put it right back in the box. It's all shipped and taped back up, ready to go.
So you wrapped it back up after you used it?
Well, I was trying to be nice. Of course, I wrapped it back up, but
I did
put it in the same package as your new bath towels.
Wait.
Well, I guess we should say, like, almost new.
Stop it.
Bath towels.
Do not tell me you used my towels?
Amazon towels. I just wanted to try them.
No,
I just
you
wanted
don't
to quickly
do that. That's not okay. Who raised you?
I had your back. I actually went on and
you had my back? You had my towel.
I not only had your back, I literally washed my back, okay, with your towels.
Oh.
And that's why they didn't get a 5-star review. They did not hold up to my vigorous towel drying technique, all right?
It's not good. I don't need to know.
I'm just saying the undercarriage area did not dry as fast as I was hoping.
Listen.
A little damp.
Shut up. What I need to know is that you didn't open all my packages.
I mean, I opened some of, actually most of them.
No.
But here's the question that I've been dying to ask you. I need to know what you want me to do with all these feminine hygiene products.
Nothing. Don't touch them.
It's a little too late for that because I thought they were like big cigarettes.
Oh
so
my God. Don't tell me that.
I thought it was like a cigar with a string in it.
What is wrong with you?
A lot. There's actually a whole team of doctors trying to figure out specifically what's wrong. But look, none of that has to do with what we're talking about.
I'm calling the police and you're going to be arrested.
Okay, well, I should probably tell you then that my name's Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Please don't call the cops. We're doing a phone tap on you.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, so you don't have my package up?
No, I don't even know who you are. Your friend Jamie set you up. She said you were in contact with your landlord about some missing packages. She loves our show and thought you'd be the perfect candidate for a phone tap.
Oh my God, I can't believe this. I'm so embarrassed.
So anyway, the products I was talking about before, you can smoke them or you cannot smoke them. Am I just like doing it the wrong way?
Do not smoke them. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you could. Maybe it would be crazy.
I did inhale.
You're so weird.
I'm weird. You're the crazy lady with Amazon Prime. What the heck is that?
Wake up. Phone Taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.